Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in today. And we have got the message we've been preaching on Acts chapter number 16, and we've got Dr. Samuel Lewis is going to be finishing that message up today. But at this time, we've got a group from the church getting ready to sing, "I Know a Man Who Can." Hope it's a blessing as you listen.
I can take a heart that's broken and make it over again, but I know a man who can. And I can take a soul
chapter number 16, verse number 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in the house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, and he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, and set meat before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all of his house. This is Dr. Sammy Lewis. He is going to take the next section of the scripture. All right, Brother Sammy.
Verse 31. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all of his house. We began with the church service. We had some conviction. And now we come to the conclusion. Salvation. He asked personally, what must I do to be saved? He wasn't worried about the other prisoners. He wasn't worried about his family. The only thing that mattered to him at this particular moment was himself. And if you'll be honest with you, between you and God, yes, it might be because mama and daddy's saved. It might be because your child is saved. But when it comes right down to it, salvation's personal. There ain't nothing hard to salvation. You want to know what the secret is? Verse 31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. It also says, in thy house. Statistics have shown that if daddy gets saved, there's a good possibility that the rest of the family will be saved shortly thereafter. That's not to say that if the child gets saved, that then the family can't be saved. No. But statistically speaking, if the father gets saved, the rest of the household will be saved. But I'm glad God will save little children. And God will use those children. Put conviction on mama and daddy. And they'll get saved because the child got saved. Verse 32 says, and they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. This Philippian jailer, he didn't know anything about God. He didn't know anything about the Bible. He didn't know anything about church. The only thing he knew is that I heard them praying, I heard them singing, and there's something inside of me that says, I need what they have. I want what they have because I don't have it. And when he got it, his family got it. His friends got it. And honestly, I believe that he went back to work a changed jailer, and there were some prisoners that got it. Why? Because the Bible says that, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. The rest of them prisoners stayed where they were because of the convicting power of an almighty God. Got on the jailer, but I believe it got on the prisoners too. Because otherwise, why wouldn't they have fled? If the convicting power of God was so strong that it caused the whole jail to come under conviction, why don't we see that today? There's been enough preaching up and down these hollers and mountains to convict the world a dozen times over. But why don't we see it anymore? It's because it ain't been personal yet. They spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all his house. You know what that jailer did? He said, Paul and Silas, come home with me. He took them to his house, said the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes. He spent his own money to take care of some prisoners that weren't worth it. And then he brought them in, and he was baptized, and then he brought them into the house, and he set meat before them. He had fellowship and communion. Put it this way, he had a relationship with Paul and Silas. God showed up in my life one evening. I didn't know how bad I was hurting and in need of a Savior. But he took me home with him. He bathed my wounds. He made me whole. And he said, I want to have a relationship with you. I know that that ain't exactly what's happening here in the text, but same thing happened with me. You can tell this jailer was a changed man because of the way he treated them. Them Roman soldiers and those jailers were not chosen for their cheery disposition. They weren't chosen because they were happy all the time. They were chosen because they were the meanest of the mean. These were the people that you wanted guarding the killers. These were the men that it didn't really matter how bad they were as long as they did their job. But yet when he met Paul and Silas and he met the God of Paul and Silas and the God of Paul and Silas became the God of the jailer changed. And I'm glad that when we meet the God of the whole world, the God of all creation meets with us, we can't help become changed. We can't help but come around and be changed from where we were. Why? Because that's just who God is. I believe that the next day, it says there in verse 36, and when it was day, the magistrates sent the sergeant saying, let these men go. And the keeper of the prison told this saying to Paul, they've sent to let you go. Now therefore depart and go in peace. He wanted them to go. Why? Because he had been set free and now he wanted Paul and Silas to be set free. He was a changed man. And I'm glad when the Holy Ghost of God gets a hold of a sinner, they're going to end up changed. When the convicting power of an almighty God falls on a sinner's heart and they cry out, what must I do to be saved? There ought to be some child of God somewhere close by and say, let me tell you how to be saved. I won't remember much, but I remember this Bible verse that somebody preached over there one night at Hooper's Creek. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Right now, there's some children. Some of these kids down here, they've witnessed to their friends. I know of one little boy who's been witnessing to a friend of his, and that friend's beginning to ask questions. Something's changing at the house. Because of something one of our kids is talking about at school. What's the difference? Why are they doing that? It's because they can't help but talk about how good God is and what God has done. Children, if you can remember one verse out of this tonight, remember this. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house.
We are finishing up the last section here of the Philippian jailer, but I just want to make mention real quickly on the radio that if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the way that you get saved is the same way the Philippian jailer got saved. Call for the light. The light's the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask Him to be your personal Savior. Ask Him to forgive you of your sins. The Bible said this, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. I tell you, friend, it takes more than just a mental belief, an intellectual belief. It takes a heart believing. Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. In other words, what we're talking about is it's someone who just simply doesn't say, I believe in Jesus, but they accept Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Friend, that's about all the time that we have for the broadcast today. Please tune in tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app. where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.